This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Kara Hart. The Missouri Fraternal Order of Police has issued a statement on last month's firing of police officer Rob Sanders for excessive force. KBIA's Nick Gass has more on why the union feels Sanders should be reinstated.
Kevin Albrand, the president of the Missouri Fraternal Order of Police, says the widely circulated video of the August 15th incident tells only part of the story.
You can't just look at the small portion of the video that was released. You have to take into consideration all of the totality of the facts and circumstances for the entire incident.
The video shows Kenneth Baker standing in a holding cell before Officer Rob Sanders enters and pushes Baker, who immediately falls to the floor. Albrand admits at first glance, it does look bad.
It wasn't intentional for the person to be injured. The intent was to take him to the ground and handcuff him to the ring, which is the past practice and policy.
Sanders is putting together an appeal on the decision, which he needs to submit by November 2nd. If the city denies his reinstatement, the union plans to take the case to circuit court. Nick Gass, KBIA News.
The May tornado that hit Joplin also left lead contamination that could cost up to $7.5 million to clean up. Joplin officials say lead contamination has been re-exposed on about 1,500 properties in the damaged areas of the city. A federal judge is considering whether to bar a central Missouri school district from using internet filtering software that prevents access to websites with information about gay, lesbian, and transgender issues. U.S. District Judge Nanette Lowry heard arguments today from attorneys for the Camdenton School District and the American Civil Liberties Union. The judge did not rule immediately on whether to issue a preliminary injunction against the district. A new study shows the amount states spend on Medicaid will skyrocket next year. In Missouri, over a quarter of the state's budget already goes to paying for health care programs for the poor. KBIA's Jacob Finston has more.
States and the federal government share the costs of health care for the poor and disabled under Medicaid. Over the past 2 years, though, the feds paid more than their share under a provision of the 2009 Recovery Act. In fact, states got $103 billion extra. But that money ran out June 30th. Now, according to a yearly study by the Kaiser Family Foundation, states are looking at paying 29% more than last year. That's the biggest yearly increase on record, according to Vernon Smith, who prepared the study. He says most states are dealing with the increased costs by cutting Medicaid payments.
This year, 46 states have cut or will cut payment rates to medical providers, up from 39 states last year.
Missouri was one of the states that restricted payment rates, but unlike many states, Missouri did not increase co-pays or reduce benefits. From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.
Kara Hart, KBIA News.